T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Y'all, there are no words for what I'm about to tell you. There are no words. And yet it speaks volumes. It tells you everything you need to know. It's one thing that happened. Okay, let me set this up, okay? There was a bill that would require a director of national intelligence, so the highest ranking intel officer in our whole country, to declassify information from our intel agency, CIA, FBI, NSA, all that, on where, on the origins of the coronavirus. And the reason that Congress members want to declassify this is because a lot of them have security clearances. Some of them have seen this stuff, or they've seen some of it. And they know what it says. They want you to know. And then there's some more they haven't seen. So they're trying to get this to you. You want to know where this came from? Think we should know where this came from? Destroyed permanently a third of small businesses. I can't imagine how many opioid overdoses are in there and those business owners and their families. How many suicides are in there? How many bankruptcies are in there? This destroyed lives. What they did because of this virus. And yes, in the last hour, I said I think that the death stats are way overinflated, and I explained how, but I still think genuinely there's at least 30 to 40,000 legit dead from this who wouldn't otherwise be. That's a bloodbath. So do you want to know where it came from? Why shouldn't you know where it came from? The Democrats don't want you to know where it came from. They blocked the bill. They blocked the bill to declassify what we know about COVID's origins. Now you might be thinking, well, but maybe the sources and methods would be revealed. So we got to wait. No, that would have been struck out. That was in the bill. So anything that, I don't know if we had spies somewhere would have revealed their name or whatever. That we're not talking about that. That would have been struck out. Obviously, would have been redacted. Democrats killed it. Let that sink in. By a vote of 2016 to 207 Tuesday evening, Democrats in the House of Representatives blocked consideration of a bill that would require the Director of National Intelligence to declassify the information we have about the origins of the COVID coronavirus. Why? Why would you do that? Because it'd lead right back to the Democrats and their allies and associates in our government. That's why. Come on, you know it, I know it, we all know it. There's no other reason. This is their religion. This is their obsession. They want to bring the shutdowns back, but they don't want to know where it came from. Why? They're obsessed. I'm not obsessed. You're not obsessed. They're obsessed. But they don't want to know where it came from. Don't want to know. Here is a montage of shocked members of Congress. Oh, by the way, here's the thing. This bill already passed in the Senate. You want to know how many dissenting votes there were in the Senate at the time? Zero. Democrats killed it off. Why? Why did Democrats kill it off? I got a couple of ideas. But let me play this montage for you. This is shocked and appalled Republican House members yesterday on the floor. Cannot believe the Democrats have blocked this release of intel on the origins of COVID. Take a listen.
The bill requires the Director of National Intelligence to declassify as much evidence as possible that they can of what they know about the origin of COVID-19, what activity the Wuhan lab was conducting, and what we know about the researchers who reportedly fell ill back in 2019. The bill is about accountability for Americans who want to know, who deserve to know what caused this horrible scourge that took the lives of so many of our. It's critical to inform Congress so we can better prepare to stave off the next pandemic.
Let's remember the devastating effect that this pandemic has had in this country, with over 600,000 deaths and 4 million deaths worldwide. In May, Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee released an interim report outlining the growing evidence pointing to a possible lab leak of the COVID-19 virus. Here are the facts. Number one, we know based on numerous reports that the researchers at the Wuhan lab fell sick with COVID-related symptoms in the fall of 2019. Number two, we also know that there was active engagement by the Chinese military at the Wuhan lab. And three, we know that the Chinese government has continued to hinder efforts for data collection and transparency in this investigation.
Okay, folks, let me remind you of a couple things. Remember when Vanity Fair did their piece, left-wing Vanity Fair, and what did they say? They interviewed people at the State Department who said they were told to stop investigating the origins of COVID because it would open a can of worms. Let's remember some other things, shall we? Who was working with the Wuhan lab? I'm on this every day, and you know it. Fauci's NIAID, $4 million. Sent to a Chinese People's Liberation Army lab that viewed these as bioweapons. Our Pentagon, $39 million through Echo Health Alliance. All Echo Health Alliance does is partner with the Chinese here and in China to develop bioweapons. Quite frankly, I think that's a criminal enterprise. What was the Pentagon doing $39 million into this? Who else poured money into Echo Health Alliance? Google. And then they censored everything on the Wuhan lab. Why? What happened? You got your Pentagon. You got your Google. You got Fauci. And who else do you have? Let's remind ourselves. Hunter Biden! One of the first firms Rosemont Seneca gave startup capital to, $30 million. How does a guy who's only had a government job, one government job, got kicked out of the military for crack use, have $30 million to give out as startup funds? And when he does, it goes to Metabiota, the one company that partnered with Echo Health Alliance to do what? Bioweapons research, COVID research at the Wuhan lab. How do you explain that coincidence? You know how many research, biological research companies there are on Earth they could have invested in? They invested in that one? Boy, I bet they don't want you to see that intel. I bet they don't. Because I got to tell you, this looks a lot like an act of aggression on the American people in the world by a partnership between Google, the Pentagon, our health agencies, and the Chinese People's Liberation Army, who said since 2004 they would weaponize a virus, unleash it on the world, not on the battlefield, but on the battlefield of economics to crush our economy. They told us what they were going to do, and we funded it. And now you got the Democrats, not the Republicans. Thank God, because that tells me they're not knee-deep in this. Now you got the Democrats saying, no, we can't know. Y'all are obsessed with it. It's your religion, practically. You don't want to know where it came from? No, we don't. No, we got to block that. I think there's a mind-blowing story here, an absolute mind-blowing story here. And we now know that the Democrats are knee-deep in this. They are. There's no other reason they'd block this. Can you think of another reason they'd block this? Why would you block this? And you know how much danger this puts us in? If we don't understand where this came from, it will happen again. Maybe that's how they want it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, going to jump on the line with Mark Levin. You hear him on this station. He's got a new book out, American Marxism. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good, Tara. How are you?
Doing great. All right, we're going to dive right in here. Two words I never thought I'd see together and don't like seeing together. American Marxism. What do we need to know?
Okay, well, the purpose of the book is to alert Americans beyond just the superficial on TV and so forth to what's going on here with these various movements, where they come from, whether it's so-called climate change, which has nothing to do with climate change. It's a degrowth movement out of Europe. Actually a Marxist movement out of Europe from the 1970s, the critical race theory, what's the basis of that, who founded it, really comes from something called critical theory. Again, law school, a Marxist professor in Harvard developed it. And all these various movements that are swirling around and people are scratching their heads going, what the hell is going on with my country? And so I thought it was necessary to really find out where this comes from, what the so-called scholarship is, to break it down, and then to confront it. You know, we talk about it all the time on radio. They talk about it on TV. We wring our hands. What we need is a movement to challenge it in various forms, whether it's in our schools or colleges, whether it's on our border, the attack on capitalism, and that is in the back of the book. The first six chapters, it's seven chapters. First six chapters are the scholarship, which I break it down. The last chapter is the activism, because to somebody that was involved early on in the Reagan Revolution, the Tea Party Revolution, who supported the Trump Revolution, we need a movement. We have individual parents here and there in individual school districts, over 13,000 school districts. But the other side is heavily organized, heavily subsidized, and funded by billionaires and the government. These people wake up every single day trying to figure out how to destroy this country, how to propagandize and brainwash our children, how to destroy citizenship, how to attack our capitalist system. And it didn't just happen by coincidence. It's not a fad. It's just not another round or cycle of politics. This is permanent, this attack. And so in order to understand how to challenge it, we need to understand what it is. That's the point of the book, and to awaken as many of our fellow citizens as we can.
I got to tell you, I have been really encouraged lately, Mark Levin, by what has finally happened is parents have gotten a look at critical race theory, which is just a Marxist doctrine. I mean, the whole purpose of it, if you read what Ibram Kendi has written, is that they want to confiscate property and private property and redistribute it. I mean, that is the ultimate solution. That's what makes this doctrine Marxist. And as parents are getting a look at it in the classroom all over the country, I mean, you're on Fox News, you've watched it. They're flipping out and they are taking activism to the next level. And it's the first time I've really seen that kind of reaction. It really encourages me. Would you say you're more encouraged or more discouraged right now? I mean, you've just written this book, American Marxism. Where are you on that spectrum right now?
I'm nowhere on that spectrum. My attitude is we have to fight, encouraged or discouraged. And you see, until we take it to the teachers' unions, we can go to school board meetings and talk all we want. They laugh at us. And I want people to go to school board meetings. And by the way, not just parents, taxpayers, we're all paying for this.
Mm-hmm.
Grandparents, people with no kids. And we should go to those board meetings hundreds at a time every single month. I was a former school board. I am a former school board meeting. When I was in law school, I was on a member of a school board. But it's not just school boards. It's corporations. Do we go to shareholder meetings? Most of us don't. What about what's going on the border? What do we do about that? What do we do about our colleges and universities that produce these Marxist-tenured professors? And so we need to address all this stuff. What's going on in some of these school systems where people are waking up to it is very important. And one of the reasons they're waking up to it is because they saw it when their children are being taught and they were at home looking at their computer screens and they said, what is this stuff? But it's going to take a lot more. We have to weaken. We have to use the left's agenda without the violence. We have to weaken the NEA and the AFT. They've already said, we're going to keep teaching this no matter what parents say. We're going to keep teaching this no matter what Republican governors and Republican legislatures say. So while we see the little clips and we're happy with what people say, we need to change this. We need to change the whole thing. We own these schools. Look at the colleges and universities. We fund them, whether we have kids in there or not, to the tune of billions and billions of dollars through our state tax dollars mostly. What's being done about professorial tenure? What's being done about, we have no idea what's going on these college campuses, academic freedom. There are almost no conservative professors left. There isn't free speech on these universities. So to answer your question, these flash things we see from time to time when we play them on the air are very important. But fundamentally, they're winning. Fundamentally, they are winning, whether it's the military being propagandized, whether it's the agenda being pushed by the Democrats in Washington, D.C., whether it's the teachers' unions, whether it's our college campuses. So I don't believe we should be Pollyannas about this stuff, or we're going to lose. Just remember Thomas Paine, the American crisis. He didn't say, gee willikers, you know, if we could just do this, everything could. He said, no, this is dire. Our backs are against the wall. We're losing. Now, what are we going to do about it? And that's my attitude. What are we going to do about this after we understand exactly what this is? And so that's what I'm talking about. And until this is a bottom-up response, because the Republican Party is not going to fix this, we're not going to have some savior walk in, political savior, and fix this. It's going to take each and every one of us. This is hard work. This is complex. This is daunting. And so that is the point of the book, too, to make sure everybody knows we are citizens. Patriots, and there are things that we're going to have to do. Some are easy to do, some are not so easy to do, depending on who you are and what you're willing to do.
Mark Levin, got to wrap it there in this segment. Tell folks where they can get your book, American Marxism.
Amazon.com. You'll have it on your front steps tomorrow, if you wish. Any retailer whatsoever, Costco, Barnes & Noble. And we are number one on the New York Times bestseller list now. So folks are waking to this. They want to do something about it. I'm encouraged. And I want to thank the people of South Carolina and Greenville. God bless you, Tara.
Thank you so much, Mark Levin. And of course, I will be listening, as I regularly am, to your show. Thanks for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get a jump on the Ingalls Marketplace tech line with Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a thought in your last segment. One of the things you seem to me in the past, whenever there's a major issue going on, there's always been a whistleblower somewhere that released what, you know, information out. And for some reason, the lack of whistleblowers from this, considering it's more of a squash of information, seems to be kind of a telltale sign. I just was curious about your thoughts on that.
Okay, and just to be clear, you're referring to this shocking vote by the Democrats to block release of our intel community's information on the origins of COVID, correct? Where it came from?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It just seems to me that in, you know, that case, somebody would have raised the flag and said, oh, here's what they don't want you to know. It seems odd to me that that didn't happen here or hasn't happened yet.
Okay, and that's a good question. Two things I would say to that. We do have some of that out of the State Department, because remember the Vanity Fair piece where their sources in the State Department told them they were told to stop investigating the origins of COVID. The State Department was very much doing that under Mike Pompeo because it would, quote, open a can of worms, unquote. So, and people did stop. So there's obviously some fear there. Here's what I think, Scott. I think what is understood now on the Hill is that if you leak information that is helpful to the Democrats in the narrative, you will be a hero. But if you leak the wrong thing, don't forget leaking any kind of classified data. I mean, that could get you in prison for the rest of your life. It is that serious. And so, as we know, the law is used in the extreme against those who do anything that hurts the narrative or makes the Democrats look bad. So, I mean, I think there'd be real fear of, I mean, you're never going to see the outside of a prison again if you do this. But if you leak the right thing, you'll be praised by name and there'll be no charges. So I think that having seen what the deep state could do to a sitting president, people inside these agencies, and there have to be a couple of good people inside just the law of averages, inside the CIA, the FBI, places like that, Director of National Intelligence Offices. They've got to be good people, but I don't know if I'd have the courage to do it. They will bury you under the jail and destroy your life, and they'll destroy the lives of everybody around you. That's what they do. I mean, ask Roger Stone. They'll kick your door in on national television.
I agree. I've just seems like there's always been a way for information to leak out, very, very pointed information. But you make a good point.
Yeah, and I mean, these people follow this closely. I mean, look what's happened. I mean, look at the guy in the New York Post in New York, Scott. This poor old guy. I mean, he takes care of his 90-year-old mom. He's in his 60s. He posted stuff on Facebook about, you know, supporting the January 6th protesters. He went, but he never entered the Capitol, didn't break a single law. His neighbor calls the FBI and goes, hey, I think this guy might have gone into the building. That was it. They had no other evidence. They know they had none whatsoever. Raided his home. He was on the local news. Took all of his devices. He had two strokes from the stress. 4 months later, haven't bothered to charge him. They will terrorize you on the word of your neighbor. What would they do to somebody who released information about the origins of COVID and how it ties into Google and our Defense Department and Hunter Biden? What would they do to a person who did that? Well, I would offer as Exhibit A the people who were terrorized by the FBI for merely being at the Capitol, not being in the Capitol, at the Capitol. That's good enough. One phone call, they will take you out. So I understand why they're not. I understand why there's no whistleblowers. The penalty is too high. Our intel agencies are too weaponized. And folks, you want to know what happens to real whistleblowers? Real ones. Real American whistleblowers who should be celebrated, who should have parades thrown in their honor. They have to hide in Russia. That's where they go. They have to hide in Russia from our government, beyond its reach. They have to lock themselves in Ecuadorian embassies, beyond our government's reach. That's what happens to real reporters and real whistleblowers, and they know it. They know it. Nancy Pelosi getting ready to investigate the violent insurrectionists of the January 6th attack. But is that what the American people want? No, we don't want to know anything about the people who did $2 billion worth of damage, $50 million in a single night to Kenosha, Wisconsin, half $1 billion to Minnesota, to Minneapolis. No, we don't want anything. We don't have anything to do with them. We don't want to know about them. Not interested. They were awesome. We loved it. We hope they'll come through our community and burn everything down again. Yeah, bring the s'mores. Is that what the American people want? A January 6th panel that only looks at angry Republican trespassers? Or do they want something else? Turns out they want something else, according to Rasmussen poll. And boy, do they. A majority of American voters want an investigation into both Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Why? Because the violence that we're all pretending they didn't commit. A supermajority of voters, a shocking 66%, want Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests investigated, while a majority do not support Pelosi's inquiry into the January 6th trespassing incident. Okay. Wow. Just 49% support Pelosi's House January 6th panel, and majorities of, get this, blacks and Hispanics back an investigation into the protest that followed the murder of George Floyd. Specifically not the peaceful protest. That's not the problem. It's the violence. We all saw the violence. Listen to this. 67% of whites, 64% of black voters, and 66% of Hispanics, and 62% of other minorities think Congress should investigate the 2020 riots in U.S. cities. So they get it. They get it. But what are we actually doing? We're letting those people off the hook. Folks, this is deliberate. We've been talking about this on the Battleground podcast for a long time. This is a deliberate strategy. It's a psychological strategy. To grind the idea into Americans' heads that violence by the left is okay, it is justified, it will never be punished, and it's good and it's great, we can't even speak of it. And when it happens, we celebrate it. And our vice president raises money to bail the people who did it out of prison so they could do it again. Out of jail, I should say. And it's fine, and it's good, and we celebrate it. It doesn't need to be investigated. It needs to be amplified. It needs to be funded. But should anybody trespass? Why, that's a problem. So let me remind you of how this is going. According to an April 2021 Wall Street Journal report, we just, by the way, had the first sentence handed down for the trespassers. 8 months for a guy by the name of Paul Allard Hodgkins. He was sentenced Monday. Did he do any damage? No. Hurt anyone? No. Did he trespass? Yeah. He was charged and convicted of obstructing an official proceeding. He shouldn't have been inside the House chamber. And there should be a penalty for that. The problem is that when others burn things to the ground, there is not a penalty. Or there barely is one. While the Democrats smirk, CNN assures us it's not the same thing when you burn buildings to the ground, that it's justified. According to an April 2021 Wall Street Journal report, federal prosecutors, this is the same federal government, federal prosecutors dealt with 300 arrests for federal crimes since George Floyd's death. Violent crimes, including arson, throwing Molotov cocktails, burning up police cars, injuring law enforcement. You know, all the stuff that the January 6th protesters did not do. That stuff. Federal prosecutors have moved to dismiss half the cases. Half? Of the 96 cases the U.S. Attorney's Office filed last year charging protesters with federal crimes, including assaulting federal officers, civil disorder, failing to obey, prosecutors have dropped 47. Just 10 people have pleaded guilty. I get this. Here's the penalties. Here's the penalties. The penalties levied against any federal defendant, any of those federal defendants, largely consisted of, quote, community service, such as working in a food bank or encouraging people to vote. What a joke. See how this works?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.